So good evening. Good evening, New York. I am Bill Bailey, and now officially we'll start. That's just a warm-up there. Good evening. I am Bill Bailey. I'm English, in case you hadn't worked that out yet. And as such, I crave disappointment. I actively seek it out, you know. I mean, why not, you know? A lot of people try and avoid disappointment. You know, you can't. You can't avoid it. And their papers, newspapers, magazines will try and tell you ways, you know, book early to avoid disappointment, you know. But it'll get you in the end, eventually. You know, it doesn't matter how early you book, eventually disappointment will sweep over your tiny coracle of hope and you'll be sunk into a dark well of despair. I don't want to bring everyone down, but, you know, just don't avoid disappointment. You know, embrace it. You know, it's a fact of life. You know, take it on board. Bush is disappointed with Arafat, which seems to be stretching the meaning of the word somewhat there. You're disappointed with a muffin. You get it back from the bakery. There's not quite enough fruit in it. No. You know, but you don't crush the bakery flat with a tank, do you? I mean, that's a different sort of ultimate disappointment, maybe. I don't know. Operation Enduring Disappointment, perhaps. Certainly. So being English as well, yeah, we've got to get used to a nation that's now being sort of mocked around the world. We've become a bit of a joke nation as well, you know, in Europe. I actually was watching the news in France, and you know there's always that amusing story at the end of the news, you know, when the kitten saves the school, and the somehow, you know, oh, yeah. You know, the mallard that manages to tap out the SOS with his beak, you know, that sort of thing. And this item was just England. Et finalement, les Anglais. That was it. We've become the international equivalent of a skateboarding otter. I mean, that's just no good, is it? You know, as I said, a service, public service is rubbish. I don't know what your public transport is. Ours is dreadfully. It's fantastically disappointing. I use it all the time for that very reason. I was on a train not long ago, and I was sitting on the train, and we made one of those hilariously unscheduled stops in the middle of nowhere, you know, like in a hedgerow. Ooh, what are we doing? Taking on blackberries, you know. And their voice came on. And the thing is, by now, you're just so inured to the excuses and the lies they spout out. You don't even listen to what they say. I
apologise for the delay. Very, very heavy fluff from Saturn has formed an impenetrable casing around the driver's brain. We'll try and get that chipped off as soon as we can. We appear to have driven into the belly of a dragon. I don't know how that happened. Must have been waiting for us in the tunnel. Sorry. The driver has pulled in to play the Tetris game. What is Game Boy? He's never got to this level before, so he's going for the high score. So good luck, Dave. You know.
And the actual reason why we stopped was the buffet car was on fire. That was the reason why we stopped. One of the biscuits had spontaneously combusted, you know. So whoever it was, brilliantly charged with making the announcement, momentarily lost all procedure. That went out of his head. So we got this glimpse into the chaos on the trains. All we got was this brilliant... Gary! Gary! What? It's on fire! What are we going to do? It's great. The whole carriage just cheered. Hey! We're rubbish! Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we get a bit of, you know, there's a bit of anti-English sentiment around the world, you know, and you just got to get used to it. I mean, American friends of mine said, oh, you know, why do people not like, how are we perceived abroad? Do people not like Americans? You should try being English, right? These people hate us that live up the road, right? The Scots, you can drive to hatred, you know what I mean? In a couple of hours, English bastards! Drive to Wales, English bastards! Don't even think about going to Ireland, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, we've got to get used to it. I mean, it's our own fault, you see, because we're a very warmongering nation. Between 1480 and 1945, England was involved in 75 wars, right? 75. That's quite a good going, isn't it? When you consider one of them was the Hundred Years' War. Yeah? Do you know what I mean? That's a lot of war, you know what I mean? But America, you love a war as well. You're a top warmonger, you know? That's why there's a special relationship, America and England. We love war. You know, you've only had 20 wars, right? So, you know what I mean? You're lagging behind. But that was since 1945, so well done, you know. Good on you.